That is one ginormous fish in the hands of a proud Sean Conrad in a photo taken earlier this month. Conrad reeled in a 48-pound rainbow trout on Lake Diefenbaker in Saskatchewan. That's a world record for rainbow trout if it's certified. But there are anglers who say that Conrad shouldn't claim the record because he caught a genetically engineered sterile trout known as a triploid, having three sets of chromosomes, not two. Sean Conrad joins us to talk about it from Edmonton, Alberta. And Sean, first I want you to describe what it was like to reel in that 48-pound fish.
Yeah, it was something else. Like, you hook into those big rainbow and you got a big one. And it did lots of rolling, and it did about three different runs, which we'd actually have to lift anchor and go after this fish. But the real excitement didn't come until we actually netted the fish and realized the size of this thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, a typical rainbow trout might be how big?
Depends where you are, but, a trophy is going to be around the 15 to 20-pound mark.
Okay, this was 48 pounds.
Yeah.
So what were you thinking when you saw that in the net?
Well, we knew it was big. We weren't exactly sure how big, and my brother had the previous world record before. And we brought it in the boat, and we knew it was going to be pretty close for sure to break Adam's record, so we kept it. And we had a certified scale out there and pretty much bottomed our 50-pound scale out. So it's hard to explain. You know, it doesn't really kick in until you actually sit down and think about like what you've just done and like how much I just had broken the record by. It's kind of mind-boggling. So,
yeah, you mentioned the earlier record that's held by your identical twin brother, Adam. That record was what,
43 pounds.
43 pounds. And that fish, I've seen a picture of that one. That fish just looks like a minnow compared to what you're holding.
Yeah, well, it was a big fish, that's for sure.
Well, let's talk about this issue of the genetic engineering here. I gather that there were 500,000 genetically engineered fish that got into this lake through a damaged net at a fish farm, and they've stocked more since. And I guess it's because they're genetically engineered. They're sterile. They don't use up energy spawning, so they grow really big.
Yeah.
And you knew there would be a bunch of really big fish in this lake.
That's for sure. Me and my brother, we guide out there for these trophy rainbows.
And I guess this is not a random catch here. You're out there trying to break records with your brother.
Yeah, we're trying for all the line class world records. I think we have six or seven now out of nine or ten, so we still got our work cut out for us.
Well, Sean, there is this controversy out there. There are people posting on message boards saying, doesn't this completely demean the records from real rainbow trout? This is genetically engineered. It's a freak.
Well, it's up to the IGFA to decide. I'm just an angler out there catching these fish. And my opinion is, I'm not the one that made this fish. I'm the one that caught it, so I'm gonna register it.
And IGFA is the International Game Fish Association.
Yes.
They decide. You did have a snappy comeback to one of those people who was posting online.
Oh,
complaining.
Yeah. Well, my brother said it was like, stop crying and start fishing.
Words to live by, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, Sean Conrad, thanks for talking with us.
Oh, thank you.
Sean Conrad is an auto mechanic in Edmonton, Alberta, when he's not catching monster trout. As for what he plans to do with his 48-pound catch, it's sitting in a deep freezer right now while Conrad makes plans to mount the fish and show the world how big a rainbow trout can grow.